Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what curious freedom can look like.
Hello and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Ferrugia. And my friend this week is myself, which is, funnily enough, the conversation I wanted to have with you today. I wrote my weekly email newsletter last week, and it was about becoming best friends with yourself and showing up for yourself, and how that is the antidote to self-sabotage. And so I thought I'd just expand on that a little bit in today's podcast and see what else comes up for me as I chat to you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, well, I am so excited that you've joined us. And if this is your 375th time of listening to me, you always welcome back, and I'm excited that you're here too. So today, yes, I wanted to chat about self-sabotage and about showing up for yourself. So those words, what does that elicit in you? How does that make you feel? How does self-sabotage show up for you in your daily life, and in particular around decluttering and getting organized? Do you, like me, or go to bed the night before with plans of what you're going to do tomorrow, and then find yourself not achieving those plans the next day? And do you know why? Maybe it is due to your neurodiversity, and maybe it just might be a form of self-sabotage. So I just wanted to come in and have a chat about this concept that came up for me last week while I was meeting with a friend. She pointed out some ways that I had been self-sabotaging, and it was challenging to hear, as always, when beautiful friends bring up the things that you can't see about yourself. That can be really challenging. So today I might be that friend of yours that's bringing up something that you are very well aware of. You just didn't want to see it in that light, which is exactly what my friend did for me. I knew that I was showing up a certain way, and I was very well aware of some of my tendencies to self-sabotage. And then she pointed out some other ways that I wasn't aware of, and that brought with it lots of tears and lots of frustration and lots of stuff that I am still processing. So I'm not going to go into the detail of what it is, but needless to say, it was challenging, and she encouraged me to start showing up for myself and start being my own best friend and my own biggest cheerleader, because that was my challenge, was that I actually wasn't showing up for myself and I was abandoning myself. If that strikes a nerve with you, then I encourage you to dig into that for yourself as well, and to think about the ways that you might be self-sabotaging. So it might be in relation to decluttering. You might be every weekend, you're like, right, I'm definitely going to get into it this weekend, definitely. And then come Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, whenever it is that you planned on getting into it, you might hear yourself saying some of these things. Actually, I just need to find a better solution. If I just buy something, if I go to Howard Storage or the Container Store in the US or any type of store, you might be shopping online, Instagram might be feeding you lots of ideas, and you might be like, oh, well, actually, if I just stop and get the best solution, then that will make it much easier for me to actually declutter and organize. It might look like thinking that you need to set aside a big chunk of time. And so it gets to Saturday afternoon and you're like, oh, well, actually, I've got to go out this evening, so there's no point starting now. I'll do it tomorrow instead. And then come Sunday, another thing pops up and you don't get to the decluttering and organizing. And there's like a million variations on self-sabotaging. You actually might be gathering the clutter to protect yourself, like we spoke about last week with Star Hanson. And if you have not listened to the episode from last week called Why Am I Still Not Organized with Star Hanson, then I 100 million times recommend it, and 100 million times recommend getting her book and reading that. Because it's a beautiful, encouraging, really super encouraging book. And it's really challenging as well. But above all else, it is filled with love and kindness, and encouragement is the biggest thing that I took out of that book. And so I absolutely recommend it. And go back and listen to the episode if you haven't already, because it is stunning, stunning. Star is stunning and well worth your investment of time to listen to that. So I want to encourage you not only to listen to that episode, but to start thinking about the ways that you might be self-sabotaging. What are the things that you might be putting in your way to actually getting to the action of organizing, of tidying up, of decluttering, of living your best life and living a life aligned with your values and with the things that you actually want? And maybe actually you haven't figured out what your values are, and so maybe you just need to sit and think through what are your values and how does that align with what it is that you're wanting to achieve in your home. I spoke about that in a couple of episodes ago, is not giving into society's pressure, not feeling any pressure from me that you would have your house decluttered and organized in a certain way. And so I think figuring out your values is one way of doing that. Now, you can do a Google search on values list and you'll find a list of values, 100 million list of values, and you can work through that and figure out what it is that your values are. But don't let that self-sabotage you. Don't let trying to figure out what your values are stop you from doing things. I did a Facebook Live this week around three mistakes people make when doing the decluttering. And one of them is having to make it perfect, having to come up with a perfect solution. And I've just spoken about that. But I think that is one of the biggest things that I see people self-sabotage with, is that it needs to be perfect. It needs to be done in a correct way. And so they stop themselves from even doing that. And Sarah and I spoke about that last week around the inner critic and how to turn down the voice of the inner critic and how to say, thank you, inner critic, for trying to keep me safe. However, I am actually going to get to this work today. I am actually going to do some organizing and tidying and decluttering.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
One of the other points that I made in that Facebook Live was around setting enough time for yourself or capping the time. So you may get to the afternoon on a Saturday afternoon, so, you know, tomorrow afternoon, if you're listening in real time in Australian time, you might go, oh, well, I really wanted to do the whole of the garage this afternoon. And now look, where the time's gone. And so I'm not going to do it because I can't get the whole garage done in the time left before we have to go out in the evening. And so in that Facebook Live, I said, hey, why don't you just break it down? And instead of thinking that you need to have it all done, the whole garage done, just choose one shelf or one basket, bucket, one area of the garage and give yourself 15 minutes and just do 15 minutes because you'll be 15 minutes ahead in your goal of having an organized garage than if you stopped and let self-sabotage get in the way. So as I said, one of the antidotes of self-sabotage is actually becoming your own cheerleader and becoming your own best friend and knowing that you have the capacity to be your own cheerleader and to really start showing up for yourself instead of abandoning yourself like I have been doing as well. So you're not alone. Nobody's ever alone in anything that they're thinking or feeling. We've all probably felt the same things, just maybe on different things. But, you know, human beings are so alike. We think similarly, even though we're all unique and all different, that our mindsets and the things that trip us up can be really similar across human beings. So one of the things that I did in this exercise I did with my friend was I actually imagined cloning myself. And so I cloned another Kirsty, as if the world needs a second of me. One is definitely enough for the world. But I did. I cloned myself and then I imagined myself coming alongside myself and giving me what I needed. So sometimes that's a hug. Sometimes that's permission to stop and enjoy and relax and be present with the people around me. sometimes it is being a witness, as I said in the email, being a witness to my tears, being a witness to the pain and the grief that I'm sitting in, being a witness to the joy and the happiness. And sometimes I need Kirsty to show up for myself. And so cloning yourself isn't the only way to show up. It was just something that came to me while I was sitting with my friends. It's like, oh, what if I did clone myself and use that imagery as having the support and the encouragement that I needed. And so I can call upon myself in the third person type way to come and be what I need at any given point in time. And so if that's a kick up the bum, that could be what I need. If it's somebody just cheering me on and saying, it's okay, I can see that this is hard for you, but you've absolutely got it. You can do this, Kirsty. And so I want to say that to you as well. You have got this. You can do this. You have got the resources within you to ask for help, whether that be from within yourself, or if you do need that external person to come alongside you, then you've got that resources inside you to ask for that as well. And today's episode is all about encouraging you to be your own BFF, to be your own cheerleader, and to come alongside you. As I said in the email too, like, maybe what I need from this cloned Kirsty is just to sit with me and be that presence while I figure out exactly what I need. What is it that I'm feeling? What is it that I need in this moment? Is it somebody to give me a hug? Is it somebody to sit in with me while I cry? Is it somebody to be that cheerleader, to give me that push and that encouragement and shove me in the directions of my dreams and goals and desires? Just really want to encourage you to take whatever it is, gold nugget that you've got from this episode, but to sit and think about what it is that, how can you show up and be your own best friend? How can you show up and do the work that you need to do to make this life what it is that you want from this life? You know, when it comes to decluttering and organizing and tidying up, how can you motivate yourself to do that? And sometimes it is just reaching out to somebody else. Sometimes your best friend in yourself can come along and go, actually, what you need is somebody external to you. And so let's be brave, make that phone call, send that email, reach out to that person and ask them to come alongside you and help you, because you need that right now. And sometimes you just need that swift kick from yourself to go, actually, let's just try it. Let's just do what Kirsty's recommended, is just set aside 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours. Let's just see what we can get achieved and see what we can practice in this time and see how we can trust ourselves again by actually showing up and not abandoning ourselves to ourselves. So yeah, they're my thoughts for today. It's probably a nice, short, sweet episode this week. But yeah, I would love to hear from you, to hear how you have shown up for yourself and how you are not abandoning yourself and how you're still a work in progress, just like me, and how it is that you have learned to do this or are learning to do this. I'm still learning to do this. In the email this week, I said that one way that I'm learning to do this is by writing my intentions in the morning for the day, how I'm going to show up for my family, how I'm going to show up for me, and how I'm going to show up for my business. And just making a short list, like one for each category of what my intention is that day. So maybe you can take that on as well. I have a review that I wanted to read, so I'm just going to pull that up. And in the meantime, if you are not already on my mailing list, then send me an email at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au, and you can get weekly emails or regular emails from me where I, you know, talk about whatever's on my heart that week. So you can email me there, or you can hop over onto our website, curiousfreedom.com.au, and a pop-up will come up and you can sign up to get my 30-day declutter challenge, and that will also put you on our mailing list so you will get my regular updates. And yeah, now I'm going to redo that review that came in recently. Okay, this review is a 5-star review that says thank you, and it's from Uberina in Australia via Apple Podcasts, and it was left in September, on the 20th of September. It says, Kirsty, you are amazing. I love having your voice in my ears, helping me sort through not only my clutter, but my brain. You're non-judgmental and kind, and all your little tips are actually doable for me. So glad I came across your podcast. Curious Freedom fan number one. Thank you so much, Uberina. And I would love for you to write a review as well, because I love reading them out. I love that you get to hear yourself and your review on the podcast. And so it's a great way for me to hear from you and to hear how this podcast is helping you. And as I said, you can always email me at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au. And also, there is a spot on my website, curiousfreedom.com.au/podcast, where you can actually go in and record something for me. It's called SpeakPipe, and there's like a little microphone. I'd love to hear your real life voice. That would be so amazing. So yeah, head over there as well if you want to speak out what you want to say to me. Yeah, so thank you again, Uberina, for leaving that review. I so appreciate it. And I love having conversations with you. I wish that these podcasts were real conversations where I could hear all of your voices speaking back to me. But as I said, there's many ways that you can have that conversation with me over on socials. You can DM me, PM me, and you can email me. So until next week, curious ones, I hope that your week is filled with curiosity and freedom. And I can't wait to be back in your ears again next week. See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.